Do you want the fragrance of Jesus Christ, or do you want His presence? You see, that is what is happening today in the church at large. Tonight, I'm not speaking about the church across the street. I am speaking to you, the body of Christ, at Calvary Chapel.
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Greetings and welcome to Love Never Fails. On the program today, Pastor Bill begins the final message from a study of the book of Song of Solomon. Pastor has titled this final message, Manifest Christianity. Now, Pastor Bill.
Turn with me tonight, if you would, back to the Song of Solomon. We're just going to be there for a moment. Back to the Song of Solomon, chapter 5. As we have already finished this beautiful little song that Solomon wrote, but I want to begin there tonight. I want to talk to you about last week when the Lord laid on my heart that revelation about the fragrance or the presence of the Lord. So important to understand that, and I have not been able to get away from that. And I really want to talk to you about it tonight from Song of Solomon, chapter 5, but I'll only be there just for a moment because actually that text just sets everything up for us tonight. But I think that we would all be honest in our observation if we agreed or observed and said to each other, we live in the days of casual Christianity. I think we can all agree with that. Now, that's not an attack against any church body. It's just a fact of the 21st century that we live in, that especially here in America, that we live in a time of just casual Christianity. And I know, and you know, that it is God's desire to manifest His love, His power, His grace, His anointing through the church, which is His body. Amen? Can we agree on that tonight? And I know that's your desire, is that you would live in such a way to allow Jesus to live through you. And we are all going through what we call sanctification. We're growing. Some of us are babies in the Lord. Some of us are teenagers in the Lord. Some of us are in midlife crisis in the Lord. You know what I mean. Some of us are over the hill with the Lord. Praise God, that's not a bad place to be. But the fact is that no matter who you are, what level stage of growth that you're in, God wants to use you. And we should be allowing the Holy Spirit to use us as He wills and when He wills. So if I could put a title on tonight's message, this short time that we have together, I believe I would call this message Manifest Christianity. And that word manifest is a key word tonight. But let's look tonight as a Shulamite. Let's pick up again in Solomon chapter 5, verse 2. The Shulamite is talking. Now listen to her very carefully. She says, I sleep, but my heart is awake. Now remember, when I taught that, that meant that Solomon was the one that was in her heart. A Song of Solomon is a love story between King Solomon and a beautiful Shulamite woman. They're in love with one another. They're intimate with one another. What a beautiful song this is. And there she is, and she said, I sleep, but my heart is awake. It is the voice of my beloved. And look what Solomon's doing. He knocks, saying, open for me. Everyone say, open for me. Very important words tonight. He says, open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. You know, that's what Jesus thinks of you. That's when He sees you, when God looks at you, that's how God sees you tonight. You are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You are justified. Amen? Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful doctrine that is. And it says, for my head is covered with dew, Solomon speaking. He says, my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of the night. In other words, it's late. And she says, well, I've taken off my robe. How can I put it on again? I've washed my feet. How can I defile them? My beloved put his hand by the latch of the door. In other words, the opening of the door handle. And my heart yearned for him. And I arose to open for my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, my fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the lock. I opened for my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and was gone. My heart leaped up when he spoke. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Church, listen to me tonight. Talking about that manifest Christianity. We know that in the Song of Solomon, that Solomon represents, and if we taught it from a picture of our Lord to the church, Solomon would represent Jesus Christ, and the Shulamite, the woman, would represent his body, the bride of Christ. And Solomon came home late that night. He was tired. He was out doing his kingly duties. And he wanted intimacy. He wasn't talking necessarily about being in the bedroom with his wife. He wanted intimacy with his best friend. He wanted to come and talk to her because he was tired. He was worn out. He wanted to be with someone that he loved. She said, like the church does today, "Listen, I'm in bed. I'm asleep. Leave me alone. You know, don't you know what time it is?" And he came to the door, but the door was locked. And then when she realized what she had done, Solomon had already left. Now, he wasn't mad, but he was already gone. And as I told you last Wednesday night, when she opened the door, the handle there, what did Solomon do? Solomon left his calling card, his Valentine, what his thank you note, his love letter, where? Right there on the handle of the door. What was it? It was dripping with myrrh, saying, "I love you, even though you have shut me out. I'm in love with you." And it says that her hands were dripping with what Solomon left. And when I stopped there last week, I said to you, do you want the fragrance of Jesus Christ, or do you want His presence? You see, that is what is happening today in the church at large. But tonight, I'm not speaking about the church across the street or in any other state. I am speaking to you, the body of Christ, at Calvary Chapel. Because it is so easy for us to say today in 21st century casual Christianity, to say, "Lord, I'm already in bed. Don't bother me. Don't you see it's an inconvenience for me to go do this or to serve you here, to go over here, or to go to Africa?" Huh? That's, you know what I mean? No, it's not an inconvenience. It's a calling. It's what we're called to do, to go wherever the Lord. See, the cost of intimacy with Jesus is not cheap. It's high. It costs a lot if you want to be able to have the Lord's presence in the house. See, it's not difficult to have the fragrance of the Lord. It's very easy. Because the Lord is always trying to get into His church, the one He died for on Calvary, amen? But the question is, do we respond too late to the call of God? And that's what she did. She stayed in bed instead of getting up and let her husband in. And when God knocks on our heart, why is it that we are so slow to respond to His love, to His calling, and when we get to the door, we open it, and what do we have? We have the fragrance of Christ. Yes, He was there, but He is no longer there. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's very, very important that we touch on this tonight because it's so deep in my heart. I even shared this again with our staff meeting on Sunday because I understand that the Lord is speaking so profoundly to us. The church at Laodicea in Revelation 3:20, Jesus said this. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door," we have to open it. And you open the door, I open the door. Jesus said, "I will come into him and dine with him and he with me." It's no different. The church at Laodicea was no different than the Shulamite staying in her bedroom, staying in the bed when the Lord was knocking on the door saying, "Open to me." You have to open. Do you know the Lord's not going to force you or me to do anything? He doesn't do that. Why? He wants people that follow Him because they love Him. Talking about manifest Christianity, the church at Laodicea church, they had everything. When you study out the seven churches there in Revelation, they had everything except Jesus. Isn't that amazing? See, that's why He was knocking on the door. He says, "Hey, I'm standing at the door. I'm knocking. Let me in." That's so startling. You see, they were not cold. They were not hot. They were lukewarm. They were lukewarm toward the Lord. And the church at Laodicea, is a picture of the last days church that is complacent and comfortable. Oh, the fragrance of Christ is around, but not the presence of Christ. Do you know how deceptive that is? And that's what I've been dwelling on, is how you can have the fragrance of Christ in so many areas of your ministry, but you don't have the presence of Christ. Do you know there is a profound difference? And I started looking at that, and I understood that it is possible, just like the church at Laodicea, it's possible to bear the name of their Savior, of Jesus, yet at the same time be perfectly satisfied with their success, and Jesus is not even on the inside of the church. His fragrance is on the outside of the church because that's where He's been knocking. Listen, the power for the Shulamite woman was not in her bedroom, folks. It wasn't while she was taking her ease. The power was when she opened the door and let her Savior in. Amen? But all that she had was the fragrance. That's why she ran out. Where are you? She couldn't find the Lord. It was just the fragrance of Christ. Now, we don't want to rise up too late and just open the door and He's gone. Let me say something to you, that when I looked at this again, I realized this, that you see, we settle for His fragrance all the time. I'm saying I settle for His fragrance all the time, unknowingly. Learning. We're always learning and growing. Amen? But what I say is this. If you only have the fragrance of Jesus Christ in your ministry, if you only have the fragrance of Jesus Christ in the praise band, in the children's church, in the seniors, or in Love Never Fails International, whatever, that means that Jesus has actually left and you just have His fragrance. Are you following me? You say, now Bill, we have the presence of the Lord 24/7. Absolutely. Jesus said, lo, I am with you always till the end of the age. He's standing way over here doing a Mark 1:17. He says, are you going to follow me? I'll make you a fisher of men. Come on. And the church is going, what? What did you say? Come on. This is not a criticism tonight. This is not a bashing tonight. This is not a beating tonight. I hope to God that this word tonight provokes you to start thinking, because it provoked me. Listen, you know, when the Lord starts dealing with me about something, I have to chew it up and I go, I really like Isaiah chapter 1 tonight, Lord. It sounded pretty good to me. You know, let's go there. No, I don't want you to go there. I want you to dig a little deeper. I want you to talk about some things that maybe I can't define exactly the way they should be defined. But if nothing else tonight, I pray it makes you think, because it has provoked me to really think deeply about my own walk and my own life and all that's going on. The same question that I talked to the staff about Sunday night, here's what I said. I said, question, has the bride of Christ grown accustomed to living with Jesus' fragrance without His presence? That's a good word. And let me tell you why. Because I know, and you know, in your own personal walk with the Lord, not picking on anybody, choosing anyone, pointing anyone out. If the shoe fits tonight, wear it, okay? The fact of the matter is, why is it that we all are so slow to obey the voice of Jesus Christ when He knocks on our door and says, do this? What is it? We go, that couldn't have been Jesus. That had to be pizza. You know what I'm saying? Come on. You know it, and I know. And the Lord, you know, He whispers to you in that still small voice, and no, you want to see a cross in the sky with the sunset and angels and cherubim and 10,000 member choir, Preston would preferably, singing to you. No. It's that still, small voice. And what is His voice? It is the knocking of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. He says, do this. Come with me. Say this. Call them. Pray for them. Get up. It's midnight. Get up and pray. Well, Lord, do you know what time it is? Yes, I know what time it is. I know everything. Get up. I know your heart doesn't want to get up. I know you don't want to get up and pray. I need you to pray. Who understands prayer? I don't. Prayer. Why doesn't God just do it? Why do we have to pray? Because God works through His body on this planet. Amen? And we've got to understand those things.
I want more than the fragrance. I don't want to run to the door too late when he calls me to do something, and I run to the door, open it, and I say, oh, that's nice. Oh, I'm in God's will. Smell that fragrance? Do you understand? And his presence is gone. Listen to me. You see this right here? This is what we call show and tell. This is an example. You see this little thing? This is the presence. Wherever this goes, it carries the fragrance. Whenever it leaves, it just leaves the fragrance. You see that? You see, you'll smell it. But you know what? The fact of the matter is, it's gone. It was there and gone. Do you understand what I'm saying? In your business, in your walk, in your home place, in your marriage, you and I, we must be obedient to that knock, that voice. And you say, okay, I got up. Yeah, oh, that's nice. I like it up here. I smell it. Yeah, but he's no longer here. He passed through. He was waiting for you to respond to his knock, and he didn't. So what does he do? He goes to someone else. And he says, maybe they'll respond. Of course, God knows who's going to respond, but he gives us all an opportunity to respond. Now, I said all that to say that lukewarmness that has entered so many Christians' lives today, listen, it is a false spirit that is at work in the church, and it's at work in the church in the last days. It's called comfortable Christianity. It's called apathy. It's called indifference, whatever you want to call it. But I know this about the church at Laodicea, no different than the Shulamite in her bedroom while the Savior stood outside knocking. He loved her. He loves us. He leaves us. He says, I was here. He wants you to know that he was here. But you missed the divine moment. You missed the divine calling. In other words, let me tell you something. The Shulamite never did learn what Solomon wanted. And when we miss the knock on the door from the Lord calling us and we don't move on it, you know what we do? We miss that divine moment in our life. And God doesn't want that to happen. You see, the church at Laodicea, the one that was lukewarm, for example. Listen, that was the church of the excluded Christ. Think of that. Jesus was outside of the door. What God desires from you and I is manifest Christianity. And that word manifest, let me give you the Greek word. It says, in Greek, the word manifest means this. It means to make evident or certain by showing or displaying. When it's used as a verb, it means this: to show oneself, to make visible, to make known what is hidden, whether by words or deeds. Turn in your Bible with me to 2 Corinthians 2:14 just for a moment. 2 Corinthians 2:14. I'm going to have you turn just a few places tonight. And look there as Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and look what he says. He says, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Now watch this verse. And through us diffuses. Now that word means make manifest, okay? Through us diffuses or makes visible what? The fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are, that's present tense, to God the fragrance of Christ. Isn't that beautiful? We are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. And the only way that you and I can be the fragrance of Christ to those who are going to be saved and those who are perishing is what? To be used. You can be standing next to someone and they don't smell anything. They don't go, oh, there's a Christian. You smell like a Christian. No, they don't do that. Do you understand? That's not happening. The moment, though, that you open your mouth when the Lord knocks on your heart and says, you see that person right next to you? They're hurting. And if you just go, I don't see anyone, and he goes, turn your head. And the moment you turn your head and you say, how are you doing? Shh. The fragrance of Christ just spilled out. But wonder if they reject what I'm going to say. What does the Scripture say? Look at it. It says, the fragrance of His knowledge in every place, for we are the fragrance of Christ among those are what? Who are being saved, one kind of person, and among those who are perishing. Now listen, when we have His fragrance, He knocks on the door, we respond to His call, and guess what? It means He is present right then. Right then, He's present. They may not come to Christ, or they may not receive the Word, but at least you've done what God has asked you to do. You say, well, Bill, I really like being used by the Lord, and I like Jesus being manifested in my life, being made visible, but it's just not happening right now because I'm really going through some hard times. I'm just, you know, Bill, it's just difficult. And you know what? I know that there are times that we're under pressure. Each and every one of us, I know that there's finances, there's family, there's warfare, there's hurts. But remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:10? He said this, when I am weak, when I am personally weak, what did he say? He is strong. That's when you're the strongest, is when you can say, hey, I couldn't do it anyway, and the Lord is working with me. Listen, look right over, and you're in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, drop right over to chapter 4, and look right there in your Bible in verse 7. It says, but we have, that's present tense, this treasure in earthen vessels. You're the earthen vessel. Jesus is the treasure. Amen? It says that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. The answer to everything you face, if you want to let Jesus be manifested in your life, the answer to everything we face is the power within. Christ in us, hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Look at verse 8. We're hard pressed, Paul says, on every side, not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Whew. You're going to have bad times. But the good news is that you can let the life of Christ be manifested through you daily, no matter what you're going through, because look at verse 10. It says, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Now watch. That the life of Jesus also may be manifested where? In our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Let me ask you a question. Doesn't the one who died for you and me have the right to manifest his life through us? Absolutely. And that's what you really want, and that's what God wants at the same time. And the thing is that it's not a question of us being saved from hell. Thank God that we are. But it is a question of being saved to manifest the life of Christ to this world that's falling apart. I cannot tell you how important the knock is. I've learned that timing is everything. The Bible says, as we learned in Proverbs, a wise man discerneth both time and judgment. When to do a thing, how to do a thing. Timing is everything. Listen, let me ask you a question. If the creator of the universe, who created everything, absolutely everything, do you think he would knock on your heart a second too early or a second too late? No, meaning the knock is his voice, meaning the knock is his leading. Then why is it that finite man like you and I have the audacity to say, I'm thinking about it, Lord? Listen, he's God. He's perfect. His ways are flawless. And you know what? We sit there and God knocks us right now. Do this right now. Move right now. Say this right now. Give right now. Serve right now. And what is it about our lousy flesh that says, no, I don't think so. Not right now. Lord, you know how I feel. You know that, Lord, I'm a bashful person. He's going, oh, hello. No, are you with me tonight? Who said I'd rather be in Isaiah? No. Do you understand? I mean, God is perfect in His timing. Absolutely perfect. When He tells you to do something, He means it. I've told you this story, I know, 100 times, and if I'm here until I'm 70, you'll hear it another 200 times at least. But I've regretted it all of my life. I was at the American Airlines terminal at DFW. And I had to pick up, I don't even know who I was picking up. And the whole place, it was like this. Here's the terminal, and these are the chairs. It was packed from front to back with people. There was one chair left. It was right by the door where people come out of the airplane. You know, they come down a little tramway or whatever you call it, the aisle. And there was a chair right here in front of everyone. And I was waiting to pick up someone up, minding my own business, having a wonderful day, reading the newspaper. You know, and I mean, it's kind of weird to sit there and you're looking at everyone like this and they're looking at you and you kind of just put the paper back up. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit said, I want you to stand up and share Jesus Christ. I said, do you know I'm in an airport? He says, oh no, I didn't know that, Bill.
Well, that's all of our time for today, but please tune in tomorrow to hear the conclusion to Manifest Christianity. And we want to thank you for tuning in today. We appreciate you so much. May the Lord bless the remainder of your day, and we'll see you next time. So long, everyone. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.